Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're looking into something really significant for anyone, you know, living with or affected by multiple sclerosis, MS.
That's right.
We've pulled together some really interesting research on how diet can be a powerful factor in managing it.
Mm-hmm.
So our mission here is to really break down the key insights for you, make them clear, and hopefully empower you with that knowledge.
Absolutely. And just as a quick baseline for those who know MS, it's that condition where the immune system, well, it mistakenly targets the myelin sheath around nerve
fibers.
Yes,
fiber. Very protective layer.
Exactly. And that disrupts nerve signals, causes all sorts of symptoms. Now, diet won't cure MS. That's critical to say up front.
Definitely not a cure.
But the evidence is really mounting that it's a, well, a significant tool. It can potentially help manage inflammation, support the immune system, maybe even aid in neurological repair.
Okay, let's dig into that because, you know, it might seem a bit separate. Diet over here, immune system and nerves over there. Why the connection?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, think about it. Everything in our body runs on the fuel we give it.
Uh-huh.
The immune cells, the nerve cells, they all need the right building blocks, the right energy. So the quality of what you eat directly impacts how those systems function. It's foundational.
That makes sense. Like the raw materials for everything. So yeah. What's the research showing then? Any standout findings?
Well, there's a really interesting study from Johns Hopkins. They found that people with MS who ate what they called a high quality diet.
Meaning
lots of fruits, vegetables, whole grains. Mm. Those individuals reported fewer symptoms.
Fewer symptoms?
Yeah, and less overall disability compared to those with lower quality diets. So a pretty direct link there between food and how people were actually feeling and functioning.
Wow. Okay, that's compelling. So fewer symptoms, less disability, just through diet focus.
No.
So what kinds of diets are we talking about? Are there specific approaches that seem, you know, particularly helpful?
Yes, definitely. One that comes up again and again is the Mediterranean diet.
Okay, the classic Mediterranean.
Right. And it's not just like pasta and pizza. It's really characterized by high levels of omega-3s, lots of fiber from plants, and these compounds called polyphenols and antioxidants.
Polyphenols, antioxidants. I hear those terms a lot. What do they actually do in the context of MS?
So think of the inflammation in MS like a slow burn, right? A chronic fire.
Okay.
Polyphenols and antioxidants found in things like colorful berries, leafy greens, olive oil. They act kind of like fire extinguishers. They help dampen down that chronic inflammation.
Okay. Reducing the background noise, sort of.
Exactly. And by lowering that inflammation, the hope is you see less nerve damage over time, maybe fewer relapses.
And does the research actually back that up for MS patients specifically?
It does, yeah. Several studies show MS patients following Mediterranean-style diets often report better physical function and lower relapse rates.
That's significant.
It is. And the foods involved, you mentioned some salmon, olive oil, greens, nuts, berries. It's a pattern packed with these beneficial compounds.
Now, switching gears slightly, fatigue, that's a huge one for MS, isn't it? Just that crushing exhaustion.
Oh, absolutely. It's often one of the most debilitating symptoms, really impacts quality of life.
Does diet have anything to say about managing that specific symptom?
Actually, yes. There was a study in 2023 from Oregon Health and Science University that looked specifically at fatigue.
Huh.
They found that people with MS who followed a low-fat diet experienced a pretty significant reduction in their fatigue levels.
A low-fat diet for fatigue. Huh. How does that work? What's the thinking there?
Well, there are a couple of potential ideas. One is that reducing fat intake might help lower overall systemic inflammation, which, as we said, is a big factor in MS.
Right.
Another possibility involves mitochondria. Those are like the little power plants inside our cells.
The energy generators.
Exactly. And in MS, sometimes they aren't working as efficiently. The thinking is that a lower-fat diet might, in some way, help improve mitochondrial function, leading to better, more sustained energy.
Okay, so potentially less inflammation and better cell energy, that could really make a difference for daily fatigue. That's, yeah, that's hopeful.
Hmm.
Now, I've also heard some buzz, you know, about diets that are a bit more extreme, like fasting-mimicking diets or keto. What's the science on those for MS?
Yeah, this is definitely an area of cutting-edge research.
Yeah.
And it comes with a big caveat.
Which is?
Medical supervision is crucial. These aren't diets to just try on your own.
Got it. Okay, so the fasting mimicking one first.
Right, developed at USC. The idea is it mimics some metabolic effects of actual fasting, but without the, you know, extreme long-term calorie deprivation. The theory is it might help clear out damaged immune cells.
Like a cleanup crew?
Sort of, yeah. and encourage the regeneration of new, healthier ones.
Yeah.
So in an autoimmune condition like MS, that potential immune reset is obviously very interesting to researchers.
And keto, ketogenic diet, that's super high fat, very low carb.
Exactly. Your body shifts to burning fat for fuel and produces ketones. These ketones can actually fuel brain cells, which is interesting for neurological conditions.
Okay.
Plus, there's emerging evidence, like a 2024 mouse study from UCSF, suggesting keto can change your gut bacteria.
The microbiome again.
Right. And specific bacteria that thrived in the mice on the keto diet seem to reduce MS-like symptoms. It's fascinating stuff.
It really is. But you mentioned the caveat.
Yes. Absolutely critical. Both fasting mimicking and keto are considered therapeutic interventions. They need to be done under strict medical guidance because there can be risks, nutrient deficiencies, other side effects. They require careful monitoring.
Okay, very important point. Not a DIY approach. So stepping back from whole diets, are there specific nutrients that people with MS should be particularly mindful of?
Definitely. Vitamin D is probably the biggest one with the most established evidence.
Right. I hear about that a lot.
Yeah, low vitamin D levels are consistently linked to a higher risk of developing MS in the first place and also more frequent relapses if you have it.
Wow. So what do doctors recommend?
Well, most neurologists routinely check vitamin D levels and often recommend supplementation, especially for people in, you know, places with less sunlight, since sunshine is our main natural source.
Makes sense. Anything else stand out nutrient-wise?
There's some interesting growing evidence around cocoa.
Chocolate.
Well, specifically cocoa, rich in compounds called flavanols. Dark chocolate, usually.
Yeah. Okay. And the benefit?
Some studies suggest these flavanols might actually help fight MS fatigue and even improve physical activity levels.
Wow. A little bit of dark chocolate might not hurt them.
Potentially. In moderation, of course.
Of course. Any others?
Omega-3 fatty acids, the ones you get from fish oil, are another area. The evidence here is maybe a bit more debated. Not quite as solid as vitamin D, perhaps.
Okay.
But some research suggests they might play a role in modulating the immune system over the long term, kind of helping to keep it balanced.
Yeah.
So while maybe not a dramatic immediate effect, including omega-3 sources, is generally seen as a good strategy.
Okay, so let's try and sort of pull this together. It sounds like a base of a Mediterranean or general anti-inflammatory diet is a good starting point.
Yes, a strong foundation.
For fatigue specifically, maybe exploring a low-fat approach with guidance could be helpful.
Potentially, yes.
And then these more intensive diets like fasting mimicking and keto show some promise, but absolutely need that medical supervision.
Crucially, yes.
Plus, keeping an eye on key nutrients, vitamin D, maybe cocoa flavanols, omega-3s.
That sums it up really well. And the overarching point always is that diet is complementary. It works alongside standard medical treatments. It doesn't replace them.
Right. It's another tool in the toolbox.
Exactly. It's about empowering you, the person living with MS, to take an active role in your own management and overall well-being.
Absolutely. So for you listening, maybe take a moment to think about how these different pieces might fit into your picture. Could any of these strategies be worth discussing further with your doctor or maybe your registered dietitian? Because it really is about finding that personalized approach that works for you. And just to reiterate that really crucial point, always, always talk to your healthcare provider before making any big dietary changes, especially when managing a complex condition like MS.
Couldn't agree more. It's about informed choices made together with your healthcare team.